Let's say our opening prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Divine Mother.
Divine Mother.
Beloved Jesus Christ.
Beloved Jesus Christ.
Blessed Master.
Blessed Master.
Dearest Mother.
Dearest Mother.
Beloved David.
Beloved David.
Saints and sages of all religions.
Saints and sages of all religions.
I bow to all of you.
I bow to all of you.
Free my life from all obstacles.
Free my life from all obstacles.
And give me physical, mental, and spiritual development.
And give me physical, mental,
and spiritual development.
Make my mind thy temple.
Make my mind thy temple.
Make my heart thy altar.
Make my heart thy altar.
Make my love thy home.
Make my love thy home.
Be thou the only king.
Be thou the only king.
Reigning on the throne of my consciousness.
Reigning on the throne of my consciousness.
My consciousness.
Oh. Peace.
Peace.
Bliss.
Bliss.
Amen.
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 Play a short meditation.
In the temple of silence, in the temple of peace, in the temple of silence, in the temple of peace, I will meet thee, I will touch thee, I will love thee, and God's
Our Bible reading this evening is from Revelations 22, verses 1 to 5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And from John, Gospel of John, beginning with chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. On the, I flew back yesterday, and on the flight, I had a tremendous vision of what man is while meditating. And laid out before me were all of the animals and all of the life, and even the cells, the single cell life. And there stood man apart. And he, that idea of man, is absolutely unique. And this world here is for his benefit, for his use, what people don't know, what a man does not know, is that he has control of everything here. This place was produced for him, and there all of the tests and all of the things within it, within the life of a man, are put there by the person himself. It's carefully constructed. And the and the things that we see as tests, they are tests, but they are tests for that part that was created that didn't really exist until you're born. And when I say born, of course, it doesn't mean just in the physical. It's the astral and the causal also. That's the birth. The first birth is into the causal. And this is a place that you're given power, and it's not lost as you come into other lifetimes. That power still exists within us. It is simply a difference of faith, as faith can move mountains. and it is true, that the ego is the limiting principle. And so this is identification with something here. We identify with the animals here. We see ourselves made up of DNA, but even before we had the notion of DNA, we could tell we were similar to animals. We had some of the same features that they did. But still, it's different. It's different in kind. It's not varying in degree. What I was shown was how man is the principle in the highest heaven creating this world, and everything created was created by him. This is his place. It's not a foreign place. Mother teaches us to let go and let God. And it's very difficult to do, but it is something we can practice and get better at. Because you will feel God move through you. In fact, all notions of prayer, all notions of meditation and samadhi, all of those things are imposing our will on the substance that we have here in this physical earth, in the astral and the causal, is something of our own creation. And we can impose our will on it. And we have already done so. This is difficult to explain. But it is literally true that surrender of the small self, of the ideas that we have, and the idea that we can do something, to surrender that and to let God work through us. It isn't that we have to go very deep in this. He is working through us. But he is not known to us. And so we always intervene. We always push our own thoughts, our own ideas to God, because he doesn't seem to be doing it fast enough sometimes or doing it the right way. But letting it wash over and feel this incredible force of God come through you. It's not foreign. It's there already. But it can be felt. You know, as an example, I'm struggling with describing this, and I think I know it better than God. And there's tension that's part of this. And there's a waiting, and a forcefulness associated with God that comes through. I know David's talked about this a lot over the years, and it takes time to learn this. So everything we've been taught is true. Let the little self go and the big self comes through. But what's really true is that this is happening anyway. It's happening all the time. Even things that we do wrong are so important because they play a role in the drama of our life, which is the stage that we watch, the part of us that is the observer, that we watch and we cringe sometimes and we feel great joy sometimes. But still, if we can back away and see all of the things and not worry what comes out of your mouth, if you're in a position of trying to let God run your life, you should feel confident. Is it you who learns to be quieter or not to speak in a certain way, or does God learn? It is only God. It's really, that's all that's playing here. And we have to identify and accept all aspects of it as our own. Is there a shadow self? Yes, there is a shadow self. But it is, shadows are real things. They really are something blocking the light. But the light is there, and the shadow is there. And we ask between those two, who am I? And I am both those things. One is permanent in my true state of being, and one is temporary. One is a fleeting. Fleeting image. I started thinking that I've noticed with children that they change their personality from when they're little, and as they come into their adult self, the adult self stabilizes into the person that we all see. And that person can be very different than the child. The child can be very noisy, funny, personable, gregarious, very shy. But the adult will have another combination of those things. But what God showed me is how much we change in this life from 10 years ago, from 20 years ago, and that we have these memories that we identify as ourselves and feed into what we tell ourselves about ourselves. There's this constant change and constant new discovery. Say that I feel David very strongly, and that a whole set of memories and fleeting images are paraded before me, before my eyes, before my inner vision of things that he said and done. Sorry, I can't share any of this. It's too fleeting and too but I would love to hear if you guys have any thoughts.
You are sharing, Larry, even if the words aren't coming.
Larry, could you go over the causal again? I get confused about the causal and the astral, especially the causal.
The causal self and the causal plane is taught to us that it is God, has a place of godlike powers that creates worlds, whole worlds. Each person there has that kind of power. And that's aiming towards your true self, the real God self is in the causal. From the physical plane, it's very, very difficult to understand, because we feel here that the manifested things we've gone to some trouble to create are constraining us. And then as we leave this life and go into the astral, we're lifted to a place of playing with things, designing things, but much less pressure on us. But the causal is this place of command, is this place of great, great control. And it is that being that when we are granted the powers and ability to work miracles, healings, all of those things that are tempting us, Sometimes it's legitimate too, though. There's no simple rule about anything in this spiritual teachings. So we're generally told to stay away from all of those things and to work to finding God. But the causal being, the causal self, is a place of great power and flexibility and innovation. And we, at this level, when we inhabit this world, we take away, everything is taken away from us for control, it looks like. You know, my eating habits, I'm much more of an omnivore. I'm not too picky, except for maybe a few things that Kate can tell you about, but that we laugh about that I don't like. But I love going to a place, like when at Yellow Point we had a set menu, and the I like that. I like the idea of not having to make decisions about what to order or anything. And in that sense, we are here, all things set before us. We wanted this. We wanted this one idea of this lifetime. And it's not just one, but it is a set of ideas and constraints and a nest that we are in. But in opposition to that is the causal self with all the freedom. So developing the causal self is to see how best to use it, to see how best to allow the ever new joy, the power of God to flow through. What's the difference from one causal being to the next is a great and difficult question. They all can have the same power, but they don't. They still have things that have to be worked out. This is going through the sixth center in the analogies of the chakras. And of course, there's chakras on all levels. There's the sixth and seventh chakras on all levels. But if we would see our God self in the causal self, in the causal plane, that which is guiding and came up with this idea for this life, this expression that is each one of us, we would see an empowered hero being, is what it would look like. Now, we are not dangling on a string of puppets' strings so much as we are enjoying this world. We are experiencing this world in a very specific way as we requested. It's nice not to have to make too many decisions and to have the circumstances that we have to work through, the puzzles that we have to work through. It's nice to have those things, brain twisters, different things that are kind of only felt here. It can only have here a smaller constrained area. And of course, that constraint becomes a crucible on our way back to God. We struggle against it. We don't want it anymore. We want out. So the causal is, it would appear to be a very heavenly being, an angel. If you could see yourself, that is, your true self in the causal realm. In a way, it's a kind of a nice way to think about going to God. Now, Mother wants us to go directly to God, and I understand that, but at the same time, we are confronted with our self, our body and our self, and that there's a way to think of the astral plane and to think of the astral body and the astral person, which has much more freedom, but still knows the things that have to be worked through. So the design of the lifetime back here, if we have to come back to the physical realm. It's good to think of that person. And then to think of the causal person from which that proceeds. And if you imagine this person as better than anything you can imagine for God, it could give us some idea of what God as full realization can be. There's a lot of repetition and there's a lot of parallels in things that occur as we go up spiritually, as we move up spiritually. And there's parallels in this lifetime with in the physical realm reflected in the astral, because the astral is what causes it. The causal from the consciousness of people on this plane would look like an angelic being. Like I say, that's a good thing to think of. And that angelic being is learning about God and knowing what he is more and more and being close to the true notion of the throne of God. So I love that Revelations, and I'll read it again. It's quite beautiful. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We want to impose a world like this one, but just better. But it's not. It's greater than that. And these words can only allude to a place that when we get there, we recognize what's being said there as being very accurate. Pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. You know, I love Mother for having given us so much rich understanding and showing us how to read some of these words in the allegorical sense and in a metaphysical sense. But these words for me wash through me, without me being trying to be too critical on what they mean. Individually or specifically. That was Mother's destiny, and that's what Mother came for. To teach us, but also to show us what is meant by these teachings that are in all the scriptures. But isn't the Bible fantastic? Sometimes you read it and you are so uplifted. You realize that it is, it's a literature of a sort. It's quite beautiful. Trying to describe the indescribable sometimes.
Larry, speaking of the Bible describing the indescribable, when you were describing the vision that God gave to you on your flight home, made me think of the first chapter of Genesis, of God creating the heavens and the earth and everything pertaining to the earth. And then saying, let us create man in our image and give him dominion over the earth. So it really was that God made, he made all the animals, all the life, but it was made for man. Just as God revealed to you in your vision, and that he was given mastery over it. So just as you said, when man is conceived in the causal realm, he is inherent within him, within that causal man, is mastery over all the things of the earth. Yes.
So true. It's funny, I forgot that. That's what God told me. It was part of the vision, was that to be made in the image and likeness of God. And the reason that was important to me is because, you know, God was trying to show me, look, there's a difference between man and the rest of the animals. And that image and likeness wording is to do with that difference. And that statement is the realization, is the making that happen. It's not in the past tense. So much of what is in the Bible describing God, he's doing right now. Yeah. I know these are controversial things for the modern age, I realize. That there's a lot of truth in the Bible. Images, form, and likeness is spirit, Mother said. It's very interesting.
One of my friends that's minister's wife in a very traditional Christian church posted a statement that God sent the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not to be everywhere, but to be in you. Which I thought was a very interesting way to think about it.
He's called the Comforter for that reason. Yeah, that fits.
I think when we talk about these things, it can become so much bigger and so much less personal when we put words to it. And the whole thing is how intimate it is, how natural it is.
Going to God is going, is usually starting with speaking in the third person. And then we graduate to the second person, saying, you, Lord, and praying to God. But what the great masters teach us is that the final result is the first person. It's not false identification. Pretending to be that, although that happens, and we have mixtures of that, even with great realization, it will dance between those things where the self becomes aware of what the self, what the person looks like, and their self-conscious as a result, lower self. But the playing with it in the proper way that we're taught, blessed spirit, I am he. Third person, we talk about God. He's this and he's that. And isn't he wonderful? Second person discussion is all between the soul and God. A sense of duality. Not seen as one among many. In the third person, it's talked about that way. As though we're talking to someone else about God. And then that's why prayer is so important. And meditation is listening. Those two things go together. But it is like a second person. Oh Lord, please let me know you. And that is that feeling of tremendous intimacy. Yeah. You feel you can talk directly to God.
You know his Christian name.
Yeah, exactly. I am. That's a tough thing to say. You can practice it. But to be in that state is the goal, and it kind of becomes clear. But you have to give up all, everything, every notion. To get it. Because I've always had trouble with that phrasing. So let's you find that you have nothing that isn't God's anyway. So you say, well, I don't own any of these things. And yet, God is saying, I do. I own everything. All the money in the world is Papa's. All the money in the world is God's. How do we step into that? We can't. We can't assert it. Until it's true. And in that case, it comes spontaneously. And when you first have those kinds of experiences, it can be frightening. It will shock you what comes out of your mouth. And I don't mean negative things that happens too, but I mean positive things. Speaking to someone. Your inner self, your inner dialogue is dealing with the outer world and saying, what can I do to help? Can I help? Do I have something to do here? And as we practice that, we step aside and we feel God come through us. Pushing himself forcing Practice makes perfect. But you can see why the guru is so important, because you have to be taught the correct practice. And to have a guru as an example of that is the greatest thing. All the things that we watched Mother go through never disappointed me. I had received so much from her that I only wanted to be the witness as a minimum, or to help if necessary, as we watched her. I was beyond doubt. I don't mean that in an intellectual way at all, of course. It's just some things around Mother, I just never had any, I can't claim credit for it either. She was such a light, such a powerful presence. Personality, yes, sure. But my God, her presence. To be in the room with her. I couldn't speak in her presence when I first was with her. Literally. And the way she talks about Master was obviously the same for her. With Master.
Larry, the a talk of Mother's that I've been working on for the last couple of days, either this morning or last night, Mother talked about watching and listening to Master. One of the first times she was with him, where he created a chant as right on the stage, and the chant was in the Temple of Silence. And that's the one that God directed you to play tonight.
Interesting, yeah.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, very nice. Wasn't he a wonderful example for us all? All right. Let's say our closing prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Divine Mother.
Divine Mother.
I feel the wonder and the beauty. Of Thy glorious presence.
Of thy glorious presence.
In every part of my being. My heart is bursting with my love for Thee.
My heart is bursting with my love for Thee.
I kneel in adoration at Thy feet. And surrender myself to Thee. I feel the power of Thy perfection. Surging in every cell of my body. My mind and my intelligence are radiant with thy healing light. My soul is filled with the ecstasy and bliss. Of my communion with thee. I and my Father are one. Blessed. Peace. Bliss. Amen. Amen. Those who want to stick around, this is quite beautiful. It's about 10 minutes long, so be warned. Stay as long as you like.
Yes, worthy is the Lamb.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.